Let's go down into the rooms now because Matt DeBoer's been good enough to give us a few moments of his time before they get on the bus and head back to the airport. G'day, Matty.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Congratulations. Well, you started like a bomb, the team, and just sort of management after that.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a big focus when you travel. You want to come out and try and silence the crowd early and really exploit out of the block. So it was definitely a big focus going in.
Was there any stipulations from Ross at halftime how he wanted to manage that second half?
No, I never manage. You know, we've always got things we learn on the run and try and adjust in the second half. And we thought we did that. I probably dropped off a little bit in the last quarter, but, you know, we feel like we took them out hard early and then, yeah, I guess held on. But, yeah, we're definitely trying to improve a bit of our ball movement still.
The team collectively would have been delighted with your proficiency in the first half. I mean, the amount of times that you took the ball into the forward 50, found a target, and you couldn't miss. The team couldn't miss.
Yeah, it's always handy when you can jog back to the centre square bounce straight away rather than having to set the zone up. So that's always handy. But, you know, the boys have been working on that during the week and there's been a big emphasis on goal kicking as well. So it's good to see that reward for effort.
What about Luke McFarlane? Have you had a chance to have a quick chat to him to see why he was subbed out and how bad that ice on the calf was?
I think it's because he's 33 or something to do with that. But I think he's okay, but I'm sure he'll have the appropriate scans and physio, but just having a quick chat to him, I think he's going to be okay.
What about the big Aaron Sandilands? He was awesome today. He was pushing forward, taking grabs, kicking goals.
Yeah, no, he's a complete package, big Aaron. We like to call him the quarterback in the middle. He's, you know, calling the plays and we're trying to get on the end of it. So he's obviously a class player for us and we're lucky to have him.
Were you surprised at the lack of pressure that St Kilda put on you in the first half, or you blokes were just too good for them?
Oh, I felt like there was some solid pressure out there, I can tell you that much. It all happens pretty quick, but, you know, we knew that if we bring our best and our composure, that it really stands up. So it was a focus going in, and we were able to maintain possession, which was a bonus.
And Alex Silvani played his first game for the year. What did you think of him today?
Oh, he's just one of those mentally tough guys. You know, some people said he was underdone, but I know, you know, mentally he's been preparing for this all year, and, you know, he's just such a diligent professional and had a big focus coming in, obviously, with playing on some of those, you know, high-running monsters, so and he held his own.
And I think, mate, your all eyes are on next week now. It gets to the Western Derby. Do you personally get a little bit of pep in your step when the Derby comes around?
It's always a great week, and the town gets around it, and it's, you know, just a good game to be a part of. I'm sure it'll be hot early, and we welcome that, and we'll have a pretty distinct plan going in, but watched a bit of the game last night, and they're playing some good footy, and, you know, we don't want to sneak around in this business. We want to see how we're going, and, you know, they're informed, so it'd be good to test ourselves against them.
Have you got mates who are Eagles fans? Have you got to ignore them this week?
Sorry, say again?
Have you got mates who are Eagles fans? You know, have you got to sidestep them this week?
Yeah, actually, my housemate still supports the West Coast, so better make my own dinner this week.
I'm sure you'll do a good job, mate. Hey, Matty, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Ice up, and we'll see you next weekend.
Good on you, guys. Keep up the good work.
Matt DeBoer from the Fremantle Dockers, 16,409. Disappointing.